Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Seven FM, The Fan, 1250 on the AM. I'm Bart Winkler. Ryan Horvath.
Thought I lost you there for a minute.
Well, you thought you lost me? I was ordering magazines.
Magazines?
Yeah. Blowfish and Funk Framingham? Deep cut right there.
Yep.
Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath, Nick Kostos, you better you bet. Check these guys out on the radio.com app. When there were no sports, I was going to these guys for golf picks all the time. I didn't make a ton of money because I didn't risk a ton of money, but I certainly used these guys. They had that huge Super Bowl. Then they were going to crush March Madness, and then there was no sports. And then now they're doing good in football again. Nick Kostos joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Nick, what's up, dude?
Bart, what's going on, man? I loved your guys' tweet this morning. I know that you guys were the first ones to ever come up with the expression and the phrase Football Friday, so allow me to borrow that and wish you guys a happy Football Friday to you and, of course, the great people of Wisconsin. Great to be on with you here.
Well, we were just thinking, you know, we're going to talk a lot about football, and it is a Friday. They both it's like alliteration. Yeah. So we thought we'd go Football Friday. Lots that we want to get into, Horvath and I. I'll just ask you right away about this Packer game because – as we take a look at this game this weekend, Packers putting up 43 points and then 42 points. The Saints, after watching them Monday night, I don't have faith in Drew Brees that he's Drew Brees anymore. Where do you lean on this one, Packers or dogs?
I actually kind of like the Saints in this game, not to, you know, aww. I don't want to like piss off the great Green Bay Packers fans here, but I like the Saints a little bit in this game. And like, we kind of want to see how this injury report continues to develop. Like, if Devontae Adams doesn't play, obviously you downgrade the Packers for that. But the Saints right now is a 3-point home favorite, I think makes a lot of sense. And look, like, I think a lot of people, myself included, were wrong about the Packers coming into the season. Like, I think they're clearly at this point the best team in the NFC North, tied with the Bears, both at 2-0. But I mean, you take a team with Aaron Rodgers any day of the week, twice on Sunday, then you do a team quarterback by Mitch Trubisky. So I think this is a team that's going to win its division, provided, you know, Rodgers stays healthy, obviously, God willing. And we'll go back to the postseason here. But as far as this game is concerned, like, I think this, you know, their offense artificially propped up by a Swiss cheese Minnesota Vikings secondary, and then a Lions defense last week with cluster injuries at the cornerback position. And I think it's just a major step up in class this week on the road at New Orleans. And, you know, last time we saw the Saints defense, which was Monday night, obviously, they were getting shredded by Derek Carr. My guess is Dennis Allen's going to come out with a better defensive game plan here. And I like the Saints here. Like, everyone's power ratings coming into the year, and I'm talking like really smart people that do this for a living, you know, the pro bettors and odds makers that we have on You Better You Bet 4 to 8 p.m. Eastern weekdays on the radio.com app. You know, they had the Saints power rated as the best team in the NFC. And for 2 weeks, we're ready to say that these two teams, the Packers and the Saints, are basically even. You know, I don't necessarily buy it here. So I like the line for the Saints here. At -3, this is a clear play for me. I'm going to lay it with New Orleans on Sunday night.
Nick, I absolutely love the Patriots. The line opened up at 6. I could get it at 5.5 right now. Talk me out of betting 10 units on this game right now. Who do you like, if anyone, in this Patriots-Raiders game? And what's your best bet this weekend?
Well, the Saints, I think, right now are my best bet this weekend. I've
got a couple of those
I like as well that we can get through. Yeah, I just think the line is, like, if the line were, like, Saints minus five, I wouldn't like it as much. But Saints only letting a field goal at home, I feel like we got to have to take that. And if you read the tea leaves, doesn't look like Devontae Adams is going to play in this game. As for the Raiders and the Patriots, I think this is a really tough game to call. And you've got a lot of people on both sides of the ledger. You know, if you're going to make a case for the Patriots, it's the zigzag, right? Patriots lose on Sunday Night Football. Raiders win on Monday Night Football. Ergo, Patriots bounce back on an NFL Sunday. Then you have people that are like, yo, can go the other way with that. Patriots stunk, Raiders were good, I'm going to take the Raiders here. I kind of like the over in this game. I think we'll see some points in this game. I think Cam Newton and this offense, Cam looks like a top five, top 10 quarterback again. I think they can score, obviously, on this Raiders defense. And Derek Carr, you know, looked very good on Monday night. He's had a nice start to his season. The Raiders offenses look good under John Gruden. Raiders can score some points as well. The thing I'm worried about with is this Patriots defense, right, that got shredded by Russell Wilson on Sunday. Now, I don't think this Raiders offense necessarily as good as the Seahawks offense, but I think they're definitely good enough to score some points. What I would tell people to do, monitor the injury report for the Raiders. Trent Brown, their starting left tackle, him and Colton Miller kind of rotate there, did not practice yesterday. Josh Jacobs did not practice yesterday. Darren Waller did not practice yesterday. So make sure you guys are monitoring this injury report before you bet this game. It's a stay away for me. I do think we'll see some points, though. I like the over in the Raiders and Patriots.
I'm glad that you brought up the total, because looking at the slate this weekend, looking at my board here, I mean, there are some high totals. Lions, Cardinals, 55.5 the total set right now. Cowboys, Seahawks, 57. Packers, Saints, 52.5. Chiefs, Ravens, 54. Do you see any value in taking these overs? Are you looking at the under for any of these games? Especially, I'm looking at this Cowboys Seahawks game. Is that an overreaction to how bad these defenses have been the first 2 weeks of the season? 57 points is a lot, man.
57 points is a lot, and I don't know if we're reaching the buy point for an under there. I mean, because it's like 30-27 you push in that game, so that becomes very difficult to take an over in. The only one out of those games that I kind of like the under in would be the Packers-Saints game. I don't think that we'll hit 53 points in that game. That would be the one game I like the under in, and it's not necessarily that I love the overs in the other games. I just don't know, like, how do you go under in Lions-Cardinals? Like, this Lions defense is really bad. Kenny Galladay's back for the Lions, unlocks kind of, you know, what they do offensively here. So I just don't know how you go under in a lot of these games here. Cowboys-Seahawks is interesting, right? I like the Cowboys a lot, getting the 5 points now. The Jadobia Awuzie injury kind of scares me a little bit, but Trevon Diggs, their second-round pick out of Alabama, Stephon's younger brother, was back in practice yesterday, their cornerback. So it makes me feel a little better about this Cowboys defense going up against Russell Wilson and this offense. That you got to like what Mike McCarthy said yesterday, where, you know, Dallas is not going to try to take the air out of the football with Zeke. They're going to try and score quickly, early, often, and put the pressure on the Seahawks offense. And we know Seattle right now through two games is hashtag letting Russ cook. So I think we'll probably see a lot of points in this game, like 57. I don't know if I'm going to bet the over in this game, but I'll tell you what I would not do. I would not bet the under in the Seahawks and Cowboys. I do kind of like the under a little bit, though, in the Packers and the Saints.
The NFC North games, as we look around the division, you know, the Lions and Cardinals, we've touched on a little bit. Cardinals, a 5.5-point favorite. The Vikings are hosting the Titans. They are underdogs in this one. The Bears go to Atlanta. I like Atlanta as my survivor pool this week. I like them to win against the Bears, despite how comically bad they lost last Sunday. Is there a good bet between those three teams that we hate that you like?
Well, I would say this about the Falcons-Bears game, and I don't mean this to be a cop-out when I come on with you guys, but this is legit. Like, we have to monitor the injury report, right? So that's like, you know, we have to do content on a Football Friday, right? Because that's when people, like, want to start thinking about their bets, really. But we got to see what this final injury report is.
Football Friday, trademarked,
on this game.
Nick.
Yes, by you guys.
Thank you.
Course.
Go ahead.
But you've got to check to see what the injury report's like, because this Falcons injury report is absolutely stacked right now. And I'm not just talking about Julio Jones with his hamstring injury, but various members on this defense and offensive line. Caleb McGarry's downfall for this game. Tack McKinley, Dante Fowler, two of their pass rushers are on the injury report here. So, like, the Falcons could be like the walking wounded going into this game. If, like, we're talking a healthy Atlanta team, I think you lay it with the Falcons. You don't even think about it, even though Dan Quinn sucks coaching as a favorite against the spread. But with all these injuries, I think that's a tough game to call. If I can get 6 or 6.5 with the Lions, I'm going to do so. 5.5, I don't really love, but 6, one of the key numbers. If I can get 6 with Detroit, I will do it. Kenny Galladay, like I said earlier, unlocks this offense and allows them to do so much more offensively here. It's not that Galladay is like Randy Moss, the second coming of Moss, but he's their best receiver. He's like their deep threat, so he makes Marvin Jones better and T.J. Hockenson better, and certainly Matthew Stafford better. And I kind of like the Vikings guys. If I can get 3 or 3.5. And I think kind of like what tips the hand for the Vikings in this game is this sky-high point total. And, Ryan, I think you were mentioning, right, all the point totals in the 50s. This Vikings-Titans game is sitting at 49.5 right now, which seems crazy, right? But then you've got to read between the lines. What Mike Zimmer's been saying this week, they want to get rookie first-round pick wide receiver Justin Jefferson more involved. And the Titans' defense has been bad for the first couple weeks of the season. Okay on Monday Night Football, but yards per play, not great. Probably should have lost to the Jaguars last week here. So I think the Vikings could put some points up on the board. I got to get 3. I think it may actually go to 3.5 by Sunday. No one's going to want to bet the Vikings, but we will be able to get 3. So when that game hits 3, I'm going to take the points with the Vikings. And when I get 6, I'm going to take the points with the Detroit Lions. No play for me right now on the Falcons and Bears.
Nick, I know it's only Friday. We're going to monitor the injury report, obviously. But last night was one of those rare nights where I hit both of my totals, NBA, NFL. And I also hit both sides, but I lost all my prop bets on Thursday Night Football. That game was ridiculous. I had Preston Williams over 44 yards receiving. He had 7 yards, 2 grabs. It was ridiculous, man. I lost so much money on props. Anything you like as far as prop bets for Week 3 yet?
Well, I think a lot of books haven't really put that in. And Bent Rivers may be one that actually has them out now. And this is going to be a cop-out answer as well. Like, I got to do my props on Friday once the Thursday night game is done. So I'll have, like, my full list of props coming up today
cool. On
You Better You Bet when we do our Power Hour at 6 p.m. Eastern. And then on Sunday morning for You Better You Bet, countdown to kickoff. But there are certainly kind of players that I like here. I'll give you one right now, and I don't know what the number is going to be. I'll give you two, actually, two that I like, just based off looking at the board here that I kind of like. One would be Nick Mullins over Sunday against the New York Football Giants. Like, I don't think that the Jimmy Garoppolo to Nick Mullins is a major downgrade. Like, and I know, like, Garoppolo started the Super Bowl. I don't think Mullins is really that bad, and I think kind of Kyle Shanahan, they're system quarterbacks, right? And I think Mullins will be able to put some passing yards up in this game against a terrible Giants defense. So I think that's worth a look. I don't know what the number is, but I'm guessing it'll be low, and I would probably be looking to go under. And then another one would be the Washington football team visiting the Cleveland Browns. I love Terry McLaurin. I think Terry McLaurin's unbelievable. And I think this is kind of a sneaky over game here where the Browns will be able to play bully ball, kind of neutralize this Washington pass rush, which is the strength of that defense, put some points on the board like they did last week against the Cincinnati Bengals. And then we saw when Washington got down in the second half last week, Terry McLaurin dusted Patrick Peterson. So I think he's going to be able to do the same thing this week against his Brown secondary. When Washington gets behind, I like Terry McLaurin's overs. Antonio Gibson is now the starting running back for Washington. He's so much better than McKissick and Barber. I think he's worth a look as well. And maybe his rushing and receiving yards over in here while we're at it here, because I'm just looking at the board. Jalen Reagor is going to be out for the Philadelphia Eagles, right? They're the rookie wide receiver out of TCU. DeSean Jackson has been on the injury report, but if he plays in this game, which we expect he will, I think that this is going to be DeSean Jackson's breakout game. I think they'll see a lot of targets down the field from Carson Wentz. I think he'll score. I think that he'll probably have over 100 yards receiving. So those are just a couple that I like. Would be Mullins passing yards over, the yards over, and DeSean Jackson receiving yards over.
We're going to talk with you every week, Nick, and you can hear him, You Better You Bet, on the Radio.com app. And we'll talk football, but Horvat, you threw a basketball proposition to me earlier, and I wanted to get Nick's thoughts on it with the Celtics and Heat. Ryan, you want
to
take
I love to be propositioned. I love to be propositioned. What do you guys
think? Ryan wants to take the Celtics.
Nick, I love the Heat after a loss. 22-8 against the spread this season after a loss. But tonight, I feel like Boston forces a game 6. I really like Boston. I wanted Bart to go 250 apiece at least with me on the Celtics money line tonight. What do you think about that? Are you going to back the Heat?
You know, I've got series bets on Boston. I've been backing Boston like every game in the series. I think, like, and I did this on the show yesterday, I think that there's certainly a case to be made for the Boston Celtics winning this game tonight and maybe even, like, being able to force a game 7 in this series. Like, it took Tyler Hero scoring 37 points, Jason Tatum having a comically bad first half, and Brad Stevens being completely unable to adjust to his own defense, which is crazy because he coached at Butler at the collegiate level and saw zone defenses constantly. So, and it took all of that for the Heat to basically barely eke out a victory. And I know, like, the 3-point scoreline may be a little flattering to Boston because Miami was basically up by 2 possessions for most of the fourth quarter, but it's not like Miami blew them out here. So I think it does stand to reason, right, that Tyler Hero's not going to score 37 again. Not that he's not a really good player, and we had his points over the other night, but that he's not going to do it because that mathematically it's very unlikely. So I think there's a strong case to be made for Boston, but here's the problem with this team. When it gets down to it in crunch time, and I'm going to give you a little narrative stuff here, but I think it's accurate. You guys watch the games. You see it. Like, when it gets down to the end of the games, it's like the Boston Celtics, like, hope that they're going to win, and it looks like the Miami Heat know they're going to win. Like, the Celtics will be up by 8 in the fourth quarter, and before you know it, the Heat are winning. And then the Celtics start hanging their heads, and Tatum's got the puss on his face, and Jaylen Brown's walking around looking like complaining at referees, and Kemba Walker in a constant state of agitation. Meanwhile, the Heat are like stone-faced, ice-cold, you know, killer assassins. They're unbelievable, man. So, I mean, I guess I like Boston tonight. If you made me pick a winner, I'd take the Celtics, but I ain't laying one more hard-earned cent of my American money on the Boston Celtics here, so I just can't do it with you guys. I'm sorry.
Nick, appreciate it. Appreciate your time. You better you bet on the Radio.com app. We love to listen to it. We'll be in touch. We'll be glued in today as well. Enjoy your football Friday, and we'll talk soon.
Appreciate it, guys. Wish you and the great people of Wisconsin minimal sweats, winning bets, and the absolute very best of luck.
There you go, Nick Kostos. You better you bet. It really is. You look at the Radio.com app. We talk about all the different podcasts on there. There's the Russian-American spy one. There's the Almost Famous one. There's the Saved by the Bell one.
I'm a go with the gun!
You better you bet is that's the one.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That's the one.
That's, yeah, well, that and then let's give our guy Joe O some love, too, though. He's got a new show out there, too.
Bet Sweats.
Yeah. I like that one, too. Unfortunately, like, they're on 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., so we missed the first hour. I tried to go back and listen.
Well, I listen to the second hour every day.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I listen when it's him and Ross. When Eli's on, I'm just kidding. Ever since Eli gave us that Wisconsin Badgers future in the NCAA tournament, the year that they get bounced in the first round, I've been done with his picks.
414-799-1250. We'll hear a little bit from Aaron Rodgers. Rob Reichel will join us at 8:35 this morning. So we'll talk to Robbie coming up.
I didn't even know that. Awesome.
Forbes.com, Conley Media. And we'll talk a little Packers and their triplets, Devontae Rodgers and Aaron Jones. Maybe the Packers, if you look at triplets in that regard, maybe they've got the best in the game. So we'll talk to Rob about that coming up. Take a look at Packers-Saints. Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath on the Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.